shucks. Enough to make a horse sick.
Well,
I can't step out of this store for 5 minutes without you letting some feller come in here and sicker you. Paying $40 for that bunch of junk.
I didn't pay nothing for it at all. The feller give it to me.
What feller?
Well, I told you 1,000 times. That feller that was in the Hermit and the Wild Woman.
Well, if he give it to you, what was the $40 for?
Trucking charges. Trucking charges. They hauled all the way from San Francisco.
Yeah, it's just a lot of junk, if you ask me. Bet they pick it up in some public dump.
Well, it just ain't a lot of junk. Them's parts. Put them together and you'll have a dead, darn fine radio.
How in tarnation are we going to know how to put it together? I tell you, Zeb, you've been snickered, that's all.
Well, I just ain't neither. There must have been some sort of instructions or something that tells you how to put them together. Let's take a look here and wait a minute. That truck fella give me a paper with something red on it. Maybe that's them. What in condition did I do it? Oh, yes, here it is. Stuck in my back pocket.
What's it say?
Well, wait a second here now. Like you're
read it, read it.
Says, know all men by these presents. See what I tell you. Them parts don't cost us a nickel. They're presents.
Yeah, but we got to pay for them just the same.
We don't neither.
Well, it says we do.
It don't say no such thing. It says, know all men buy these...
There you be. What? Buy these presents. Oh, we got to buy them.
Oh, yes, but it ain't that kind of buy. It ain't buy like when you buy something. It's buy like go buy.
Go where?
Go buy. Buy.
Well, I can understand. You don't have to talk baby talk.
No, I ain't talking baby talk. I said there's two kinds of buy. B-U-Y and B-Y.
You're wrong.
I ain't wrong.
It's B-A-B-Y.
Oh, it can't.
Yes. Baby is B-A-B-Y.
Listen, I'm talking about B-Y. Now, keep still and let me read this, will you?
Well, what is the dad-darn thing you're reading, anyhow?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Know all men with these presents. That's the Bunting Electrical.
The what?
Bunting Electrical.
Wait a minute, Zeb. I know what that is. That's Mother Goose Rhymes.
Mother Goose Rhymes?
Yes. You know, bye, baby bunting, daddy's gone hunting.
Yeah.
I used to know it when I was a little fella.
Well, Mother Goose ain't got nothing to do with this. It's the Bunting Electrical Company. Mr. Bunting, that's the fella's name. Party of the first part.
Yeah, but which one of them parts is the first part?
Dang, what I know.
Yes.
Well, I suppose it's the one the fella brought in first. Don't recollect which one it was now. Well, let me go ahead with this. Maybe it'll tell you which one is the first part. The first part for an in consideration of $3,000. $3,000, think of that. Paid in hand.
How's that?
Hand. By station WART.
That spells wart.
Yes.
That darn thing don't make sense. What's wart's got to do with it?
Oh, of course it makes sense. It just says for all men to know that Mr. Bunting's got a wart in his hand, that's all.
Chaps, what use of telling all men that? Lots of fellas have got warts on their hands and don't say nothing about it.
Yes, but not this kind of wart. This is a $3,000 wart.
And how do you know?
Because it says so right here. $3,000. See it?
There. Well, just the same, it don't make sense to me. I bet it's a dad darn fake. I bet the wart ain't worth $3,000 in the first place. Anyway, what's that got to do with putting this radio set together, cluttering up the floor with all
this junk? Just keep your shirt on, will you? Come shine it. Maybe I'll come to that. Do grant and convey to part of your second part 1 kilowatt transmitting equipment.
What you say it kills?
He says kilowatt.
Must mean kilowatt.
Yes. That's funny.
See, I told you it don't make sense. The whole dad darn thing's a fake. And you've been slickered out of $40.
Wait a second, then. howdy, Professor Thistleway.
Howdy do, Professor.
Good afternoon. Well, what's all this apparatus?
Some stuff Zeb bought for killing warts.
Well, I think neither, Professor. It's a radio set.
For killing warts.
It ain't.
Gentlemen. There surely isn't any need to quarrel about it. If Mr. Winterbottom purchased it, he must know what it is.
Well, to tell the truth, Professor, I don't know exactly. I thought I'd sort of put it together and see what it means. Suppose you give us a hand.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not very adept at that sort of thing, Mr. Winterbottom, but I...
You ain't what?
Adept. You know what adept is.
Yes, yeah, that's what you say to a horse when you want him to go.
Oh, but it isn't.
Still claim it's for killing warts.
It can't, I tell you.
Now, just a moment. Where did Mr. Peters get the notion about killing warts?
Oh, well, I suppose he got it right here in this paper. It does say something about killing. Watch that. Let's see here. Oh, yes, here it is. One kilowatt transmitting equipment. But I don't figure that's got anything to do with this.
But I say that kilowatt.
Kilowatt.
But it isn't kilowatt. It's kilowatt. That's a unit of electricity. Kilo is 1,000, and a watt is 1 volt multiplied by 1 ampere. Is that clear?
Yes. Oh, yes, yeah, that's clear, all right. But what does it mean?
Well, suppose we start with simpler units. A volt.
Yes.
You know what that is.
Oh, yes, I know what that is.
Very well. Now, we multiply...
Yes, that's what a fellow does at election time.
No. I'm talking about a volt. A volt. That's an electrical unit. Now, we have a volt. We...
Who has?
Anyone. The gentleman who manufactured this equipment.
Oh, you mean Mr. Bunting?
Yes. Now, he has a volt.
No, you're crazy. He has a wart.
Oh!
Yes, and a $3,000 wart.
Oh, but we're talking about an electrical unit.
What kind?
Electrical.
An electrical wart?
Yes. No, of course not. Volt. Now, look here. You have a piece of wire with a resistance of 1 ohm. You pass a given number of amperes through that ohm, and you get volt.
Oh, yes, now I get it. Yes,
I'm glad you do.
Yes, you know, you know that song.
Song? It isn't a song.
Why, yes, of course it's a song, Professor. Far from the old boats at home.
You haven't got it.
Haven't got what?
Haven't got the principle of the thing. Now, look here. We assume that this gentleman, Mr. Bunting, has a vote.
Yes.
He multiplies it.
Well, where'd he get it?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is simply an assumption. Assumption. Now, he multiplies 1 volt by 1 ampere.
And does that cure the wart?
No, it doesn't cure wart.
No, of course it don't, dear.
Certainly not.
No, it cures consumption.
Yes, it cures... No, I can't.
Oh, say, Clyde, what's the matter, Professor? Are you sick, are you?
No, I'm not ill. I'm simply trying to show you what you get when you multiply 1 volt by 1 ampere.
Well, if that's the way you get, I guess I don't want to fool with it.
Me neither.
No.
You get a what?
A what?
Yes.
Yes, but what do you get?
I'm telling you, what?
No, I'm asking you what.
And I told you, what? W-A-T-T. That's another electrical unit. The product of an ampere multiplied by a volt. 1 volt times 1 ampere makes 1 watt. 1 times 1 is 1. That's simple multiplication. Now, do you understand that?
Yes, of course you do. Certainly.
So, when Mr. Bunting multiplies an ampere by a volt, what does he have?
A wart.
You're impossible. You're quite impossible.
Yes, but hold on a second, Professor. Wait, come here.
What is it now?
If you'll just take a look here at these instructions and tell us how to put this stuff together,
well, let me see it. Well,
there it is.
Well, these aren't instructions, Mr. Winterbottom. This is a bill of sale.
Bill of sale?
Yes, let me see here. What? You know what this equipment is?
Yes, it's a contraction.
Shut up now.
It's broadcasting equipment. Equipment for a radio station. With this, you can send out radio waves.
Send out waves?
Yes, radio waves, you know. What is it you get on your radio?
On our radio?
Yes, what does it catch?
Cobwebs.